so, was die Leute put all the milk inside the icebox. That's why, yeah. Two times.
So, who drank more milk, Tata? Was there a difference in who consumed more milk? Like, did the Filipinos drink a lot of milk then, or yeah. More the Japanese? Or?
More Japanese more.
And the Hawley more yeah. Than Japanese?
Japanese and Portuguese more. Oh. Used too much milk.
Who was your boss, Tata? Was he a Filipino?
No. Toshi Ansai, Senator. Senator.
What's his name?
Toshi Ansai.
Ansai?
Yeah, Toshi
Japanese
Ansai.
Japanese then?
Japanese, yeah.
So he's a senator now?
Yeah.
From Maui?
No, now he's different position now. He's the councilman now.
Oh. So you still know him?
Yeah, I know him. Yeah. I know him, he know me. So I was delivering milk about 3-4 years, I think. Uh-huh. But I quit.
Uh-huh. Oh, what yeah. Kind of use? You use a cart, horse?
Yeah, truck.
Truck. Drive with the.
Yeah, I drive the truck.
Okay. Then 4 years after that?
4 years after that, I quit. Because no one is sleeping. See, I skate when I get bingo. Every time, so when you fall asleep like in the road. Uh-huh. See, I got. Minimum 2 times I got bingo.
What's bingo?
Yeah, what do you call that? Crack up.
Oh, crack up?
Yeah.
Crack oh, you up. Mean crash?
Yeah. Crash with another fall down the deed or something oh. Like that because for a full kind oh. Of sleeping.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I quit. I told my boss, I quit. Uh-huh. He said, that's for high standard.
So you just
Doing the sign yeah. And yeah. To put in the load like that.
So how much was your pay at this time?
I got
lower than carrying sugar.
No, a little bit more higher. Yeah. I think it becomes more higher. Uh-huh. So I tell him okay. So I put my brother-in-law, my sister, husband.
Uh-huh.
See, I stay with him in the plantation house. So I put him in there.
Uh-huh.
So my boss say he glad because I put the good guy over there.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So I been go back to the plantation.
Uh-huh.
I been go ask my boss what time that he give me. Yeah, I do not talk English. I cannot talk English very well, but I speak with the boss. I talk in French. I tell him, what can you give me?
Uh-huh.
He tell me, you're going to work in the stable, uh-huh. Feed the horse. He know that I don't like going inside the field.
Uh-huh.
So you go feed the horse. I tell him, okay, I'll go feed the horse. And then he cut down my fare. He gave me only $36 one month.
Uh-huh.
So I've been with him. I tell him, why? You cut down my pay. See, you need the truck, you need deliver milk. So we cut down your pay. That's good pay you have. So, okay. So you know, can give me the same pay, you know. It's impossible. So, okay. If you don't like, give me the pay, that's all right. I go home. Next day I come down Kahului, that's why I come down Kahului to the Kahului Rider Company.
Uh-huh.
What a friend.
Mm.
I come down Kahului. So I asked the boss all day, I say, okay, you start work today. See, that's why I work good, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I work in the what do you call Kahului Rider Company.
Yeah.
Chinsai Pension.
So what work did you do there, Tata?
First thing, I carry sugar,
uh-huh.
Pineapple bags.
More hard to do that,
yeah,
no?
Hard.
Uh-huh.
Sweat inside the ship.
Yeah.
See, I working hard within three years, I think.
Uh-huh.
Carry sugar, carry boxes, uh-huh. Carry all the freight.
From the ship to the war,
yeah.
To the port, okay.
Mm-hmm. Come from the mainland,
uh-huh.
Take out the freight.
Uh-huh.
Then thinking myself, she hard. I study. How you can cooperation with the boss?
Mm-hmm.
How you can get good job? So I study our hand. I start to no such to the boss. But when he get a little bit chance, then he give me a little bit good job. They give me that high standard.
High standard?
Yeah.
What's that?
The kind for mix sign.
Mix sign? For
yeah. She, one, like example, like me, I'm the one operation the, what you call? The motor or engine like that.
Yeah.
Or crane.
Yeah.
See, you have to get one sign made by the side of the ship. So because you can see below and then you get the sign.
Yeah.
That's called high standard.
Oh. So you just
yeah, just give the sign
yeah.
and
yeah.
to put on the load like that.
So how much was your pay at this time?
The well
is
I got
lower than carrying sugar?
No, a little bit more higher. I think 25 more higher. So I take the job. Then Baba Dada was telling me you practice how to wish. Wishman job, you know. Operation the motor. To what you call? Wishman he call. Take out the load, put aside like that with the cable, you know.
Yeah.
So the, I practice the job, but all those Japanese, too much jealousy. You know, like me, I take the place because only me, yeah,
only
one Filipino.
Filipino yeah. All Japanese.
All Japanese. When they see me, I go sit down the job. They jealous me. I tell them, no, mind you're only working man. I just like working man. I got my boss, you got your boss.
And who was your boss, Tata? A Holly guy?
Holly guy. He like me. Holly guy.
Remember his name?
Yeah, Mr. Walsh. William Walsh. That one just like King. What would he not? So, when I got 6 months or 4 months, they qualified me as operations wishman. And four men. So I stayed at job until I got no tight. Then when the non-union coming up, LW, I remember the old man told me not doing the union. Because when you get time, they check up on you, so not doing them, so I'm not doing. So they try to pick up something that my wrong. So one day even suspend me. Entirely take out me the job, but just suspended me for that kind of matter.
The union did?
Yeah.
The people?
The union did. Even strike on me. I'm okay.
Mostly Japanese or Filipino?
Yeah, most Japanese. I tell them okay. I don't know. Don't mind. Because the old man say, even he give you $0.50 1 hour, you take it. Some days, you pay back, they pay you back. So I tell them, okay. I obeyed all men before. Everything what he told me, I obey him. Then,
so this was during, so you stayed there all throughout this time, yeah?
Yeah. Until I in the pension.
Oh, okay.
Stayed, yeah.
And then so when they suspended you, what happened?
Yes, I don't go work about 2-3 days.
Oh, then you still go back work?
Then I go back work.
Oh, and then what? Tata, if, even until now you did not join the union up
no.
to the end?
No.
You don't join?
No, I don't join.
But they take money for union dues, yeah?
Yeah, they take money. No, they don't take money from me. If you're not willing to give, you don't can take money.
You didn't have hard time from other people?
They got hard time, but I just give it them. I tell them, you King Royal, I tell them this free country. Mm-hmm. If I join, if I like, I join. If I don't like it, nobody can push me. So they don't can push me.
Okay, Tata, when you, after that, what did you do? What kind of work did you do? Or was there a war that came already?
After the war, that one was already.
Yeah, what, I mean, like up to the, what sort of jobs did you have at the Wailuku, at the Kahului?
Yeah, Kahului.
Yeah, what kind of jobs then? You were describing you were, no more sign man. The motorman, helping the motorman.
Yeah.
And then what? After that, Tata, you became a foreman?
Yeah, I became a foreman.
Who were the people under you?
All the Filipino, Japanese.
Mostly Filipinos or mostly Japanese?
Half-half.
Half-half. How many workers were there in this railroad company?
Before you got 320.
And how many of that were Filipinos? How many were Japanese?
Well, about half, I think.
Half. What sorts of work did you do, Tata, when you were a foreman? What did you supervise? What kind of work did they do?
You watch out the people.
In building railroad tracks or? Yeah.
Building. All building. The parade, you watch out the parade.
Uh-huh.
And then watch out the, how the loading the boat,
uh-huh.
how the stack.
So
you watch out your men, uh-huh. what they do.
So at the end, Tata, how much did your salary go up?
Yeah, forget the time now. Maybe close to $3 to $4 one hour.
Yeah. Okay, Tata, what happened during the war? What did you do when the war broke out?
What you call operation, the machine, jetney something.
Because they closed down, huh? The factory closed down.
Yeah.
So,
our place no closed down.
Oh, so you were still there then?
Still
there,
yeah. No closed down.
You didn't get enlisted in the army or anything?
No. The boss did not allow me.
Okay.
Because I do a more important job than the army.
He said.
That's what he said.
Uh-huh.
Because I handle all in the kind of job in the Kahului Railroad before. I handle all the machine. If no jetney driver like that,
uh-huh.
I handle all that. Riga.
Uh-huh. Okay. So when did you retire, Tata? What year?
1967.
67. Okay. And after that, you just took part-time job?
I take part-time job with the farming.
Farming?
Yeah.
You have what? You have a land that you lease or?
I lease.
From where, Tata, and what part?
Kingside.
Oh, very close to?
Napoleon.
Oh.
Napoleon, he worked my list before.
Oh,
And then when later on, they bingo Miranda place.
Yeah, Miranda.
That's why it's still there now.
Yeah. How much land do you have, Tata?
I got 10 acres there for lease.
10 acres for lease. How much is the lease?
Only pay now we are now every year change.
Uh-huh.
Now I pay 1,500 now 1 year. With the 10 acre.
Huh. Before how much?
Before the start time only 100.
Uh-huh.
And I come down 150. I come down 300. Then I come down 1,500. Only last year start. It's 1,500 because somebody take over.
Oh.
So I got mad. I tell them, tomorrow you do that.
Mm.
you can go tell to the owner that you will give more than what I give. I tell them, you got money? I got mad. I tell them, the hell on you, you get out. There have been 2,000-3,000 this lease, 1 year this place, I can pay for it. Because I got all the pipe, I got all the machinery. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Why you do that? Mm-hmm. So you get out.
So they didn't sue you or anything?
No. Mm-hmm. Then he come back and see skills. Mm-hmm. And I thought I can make it my own. I tell him, you can go to hell next time. Don't do that for me. Mm-hmm. So he tell me, I give him skills. Same Filipino, so I tell him, okay, next time don't
Filipino
do that.
Filipino also?
Yeah.
Oh.
Next time don't do that like that again for me.
Oh. And what do you plant, Tata, in your land?
I plant tomato, bell pepper.
And then you sell this to the home growers?
Yes, home growers, yeah.
How much do you get like from the produce that you plant? Just by yourself, Tata? You do it alone? Or with Manang Warlita also help you?
He come in also.
Tata?
Yes, sometimes they come in.
Oh. So how much do you get out of planting?
What do you mean by...
Well, outside of... Is it worthwhile to plant these things?
Yeah.
After paying all the lease, rent, and fertilizer, and buying seedlings, I don't know if you buy those. Mm-hmm. Is it still worthwhile for you? Is it profitable financially?
Well, you mean the profit or the expenses?
No, the profit
the gross or the gross?
The gross
is the whole thing.
Yeah, minus expenses already.
No.
Oh.
If you minus the expenses, it's called net.
Net, okay. Tata. Is the net profit worth it?
Yeah.
I mean, it gives you a lot of money and it helps you.
Help.
Okay. Even in spite of the fertilizer and all that. Yeah. And you have a truck? A tractor?
Yeah, I have the
plow.
Yeah, I got the tractor, I got the plow, I got the spray machine, everything.
Oh. And the water?
Yeah, I got the water, I got the well, I got the power, water pump, I got two water pumps in there.
And you had to spend for that?
Yeah.
You had to invest?
Right.
And you had this since the time you retired? You bought this?
Yeah. No, before that.
Before that even?
Before that, yeah. See, I still in the farming business about a little more 19 years.
19 years?
Yeah.
So while you were working at the railroad company?
I still were farming already.
Oh.
Part-time job.
I see. Okay. Tata, can you tell me now when you, like more on your, when you got married and how you like went around in your, like you were mentioning some bandits, Filipino, you know, adventurers that who stole bread in the store, and also how you, what you were doing when you were a binata.
Oh, yeah. It was the rascal play at the time
yeah.
I was single.
Oh yeah, what did you?
They go inside the store like that, they steal bread or something for eat,
mm-hmm.
Then they go home,
mm-hmm.
Then we go home. I stay by the door.
Oh, you're the lookout man?
Yeah, I stay by the door, I look if somebody come in.
Uh-huh.
If somebody came in, I run away. I know I get caught.
But then you join them after they take the bread.
Well, yeah, because same house.
Yeah.
I stay same house.
Oh. What kind of houses did you stay in? Just
old house.
Old house.
Old
bachelor, single man.
Yeah, all single men.
Yeah. Did they go a lot to like dance halls and?
No, they don't go dance hall because you get no money. We got no money at time, so we stay home every night.
Why? And you rented the house?
No, free from the company.
Oh, okay. When did you? Were you allowed Tata to? I know the Filipinos were not could not date other, go out with other women of other ethnic groups, and there were a few Filipino women, yeah.
Yeah.
So what did you do, like, if you wanted to meet girls?
Well, you go to the house when in the afternoon like that.
Yeah. You visit. Or
you visit something.
Yeah. So how about you when did you get married that first time when you met your Portuguese wife?
Portuguese wife.
Yeah.
All that when I was in the Wahé plantation. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where did you meet her?
In the what you call same camp.
Uh huh.
See, just. the house over here and my house this side.
Yeah.
So we see each other and talk.
Okay.
That's why we met.
The parents did not object to you?
No.
They didn't say, oh, don't marry him because he's Filipino.
Because they like me.
They like you.
I'm good boy all the time. I'm good boy, but I'm rascal.
So, then when you got married, what year was that, Tata?
1928.
Oh, and then you had a little boy.
Yeah, and then I got a little boy. Frank, my first boy, was born 1928, March.
Uh-huh.
1928.
Oh. Okay, and then where did you live? You lived
over here.
With her parents or by yourself?
No, by our house. We got our own house. I worked in the plantation at the time.
Uh-huh. Okay. And then what happened, Tata? How long were you married?
About 6 years.
6 years. Yeah. Then what? You got divorced?
Yeah, he divorced me.
She divorced you?
Yeah,
how come?
Well, you know, Hawaii style.
Hawaii style?
Mm-hmm.
Did she find another man?
Yeah, find another man. Same. That's why I tell you the story at the time that when you go work, now I mean, come your house, talk your story.
Uh-huh.
Then after that, talk all kind of bullshit, then you take your wife.
Uh-huh.
You try to engage each other.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Who was this, Filipino also?
Yeah, Filipino, yeah.
So it's like cowboy?
No, that one is not cowboy now.
Uh-huh.
That one is what you call peace to peace. Fish to fish, yeah. He didn't take no wife. I give him.
Oh, explain to me, Tata. He goes. Yeah, how did you know about it? Like he went to you first?
I've been kissed them twice.
You catch them?
I kissed them. They go riding,
uh-huh.
Then be loving each other.
Yeah.
So, tell them okay. Then we go home, I give the warning, don't do that because that one is no good.
Uh-huh.
No good for the married people.
Mm-hmm.
I give my warning to my wife.
Mm-hmm.
She okay, he don't believe me.
Mm-hmm.
So I tell him, okay, I give excuse.
Mm-hmm.
By next time, I kissed him in other house.
Mm-hmm.
No. Talking in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
That one is I don't like it, why not talk in the inside the house, you have light.
Mm-hmm.
So I close to the man, why you did? Why you push still here?
Mm-hmm.
Why you don't go inside the house, you have light?
Mm-hmm.
She asked me that you do something for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the man is strangling me.
He strangled you?
Yeah.
Why? He want to kill you? Because
that. So I tell him, no, just to fight with me because your own fault. Why you do that with my wife?
Uh-huh.
So I give him.
Yeah.
And wait. He would have told it to
him. Oh, you hit him.
I punch him.
Oh.
Then he come up. He was going to call the policeman. I tell him, call the policeman. I kill you. You were really a little dancer. I don't do nothing for you.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Then we go, oh, but don't do that again, because that one is no good.
Uh-huh.
Might as well you take my wife in from me.
Uh-huh.
No more trouble.
Uh-huh.
But you hiding like that, no good, I don't like it.
Uh-huh.
Because too many already, I know all the story, but just I gave him the warning.
Yeah.
Then we bow, about 1 week. I kissed him again, goofy eye behind the fear, still one.
Uh-huh.
I got the
telescope, binoculars.
Yeah. Binoculars.
Yeah.
Just the end, yeah. So I go there then.
Uh-huh.
I go there in front of them. I tell them, you go home, you go to my house.
Uh-huh.
About 1 o'clock,
uh-huh.
I come to the man. If you don't come to my house about 1 o'clock, I will kill you.
Uh-huh.
Might as well you come to my house 1 o'clock. Then no more trouble.
Mm-hmm.
He can.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so I called the parents for the girl. Well, no. Come to the house. come to my house. He just came. I tell him, you come to my house. You don't come to my house, you look out. Then I talk with them in front of them. I tell the young parents, I tell them, you give a gift to this man now. Right now, today, I tell them. So I have no responsibility. Anything happening with this girl, you go find with this man. Because him the one take your girl. He accepted.
So you made a writing or something like that?
My friend made the writing. They signed it.
What is the name of your first wife, Tata?
Maria Gomez, Mary Gomez.
Mary Gomez, yeah.
Sign it. Then I give him. Go.
Okay. So she's still living with this man?
No. No more one man.
Ah. Who left who?
He left him over again and then go to the mill now.
She did?
Yeah.
Okay, after that, Tata, you didn't get married until Romana.
About 3 years, I think, I was. Then I went to marry with Romana mother.
Oh. How did you meet her?
Neighbor, you see. Tomat Sasting, what do you call in Tagalog or Ilocano? Suspect that I make something that I don't make.
They suspect.
Yeah,
who suspected?
Suspect.
Her husband?
The husband or the parents. Uh-huh. That I make something with the lady.
Uh-huh.
But already the boss already.
Uh-huh. Oh, they divorced already?
The boss already. Oh. I tell them, no, I got no more nothing, but yes, I help because my style is... If I see the people is poison to my health,
yeah.
That is my style before.
Yeah. But the father divorced her because he suspected.
Yeah, something. I think so. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Yeah. So, to my suspect about 2 years, I think, that he suspect me something.
Uh-huh.
So I tell them frankly, if you suspect me like that, I gonna through with it. So ask the mother if he like marry me, she, well, up to you. You know, you're not doing anything anyhow for me, but if I am free, I'm be the boss.
Uh-huh.
Nobody boss me.
Uh-huh.
So I marry her.
Uh-huh.
See, legally.
Yeah. See. And when did you get your divorce from the first divorce, Tata?
My wife before?
Yeah, right away.
Yeah, right away.
Yeah.
I've been going to report to the, what do you call it? To the sheriff before.
Yeah.
Was sheriff you today?
Sheriff, yeah. Yeah. Okay, then after that you got married to her and until she died, yeah?
Until
she
died.
When did she die?
1967. Mm. Only about 5 years. So,
what did you do, Tata? Okay. And okay, after that, Tata, when she died, the children were already in
education.
Well, what happened to your son, though, Frank?
The son is the Analulo.
Yeah, but before, when you had the son and you separated from your first wife. Yeah.
I've been taken in the Philippines.
Oh. See, when you were first born in 1930?
1940.
Uh-huh.
I took him in the Philippines. Because I like learn how to talk Ilocano,
uh-huh,
or Tagalog or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I like study in the Philippines.
Uh-huh.
But supposed to be I live only about 1 year.
Oh, you went back and lived there for one
yeah,
year?
Yeah, in 1940.
Uh-huh.
But when 1941 or 42,
yeah,
the walls were broken.
Yeah.
So you got caught all there until 1949.
Uh-huh. Oh, so Frank was, how old was he then already? Old already then?
Yeah, about 1920 is all I think that I like.
Okay, and then you came back here?
Then he came back, and then I ordered him to come back.
Ah.
Then I came back here.
Yeah. Okay, and then the time he stayed with you then?
He stayed with me.
Ah.
When he graduated to high school, Bali High,
yeah.
He asked me, Gohananono, to find a job. Then he go to school, continue. Tell him, okay, that's a good idea. But when he go there, he no go to school, but he go to Floran Wahine. He go to Floran girl. Then he get married.
To whom, Tata?
To our town name.
Oh, Filipina also?
Filipina also, yeah.
What's the name, Tata?
Christina Arinkurayan. Come from our town.
So you were going to put him to college, but he
yeah,
never...
supposed to be, yeah.
Yeah.